This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome, dear friends. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Nedarim, Perek Gimel. Arba Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim. The rabbis permitted four kinds of Nedarim. What does that mean? That means, it doesn't mean we need the Chachamim to be Materit. It means they're Batal Me'elav. What are they? Nidrei Zrizin. Nedarim meant just to encourage people, to motivate people. Nidrei Havai. Nedarim that are excessive. Nedarim that are hyperbole. Nidrei Shkagais. Nedarim that were said unknowingly. Nidrei Oinsim. Nedarim that people said that in a state of coercion. What is the case of Nidrei Zrizin that is not Chal? Nidrei Zrizin Ketzat, Hayamoicher Chefetz, you're selling an article. V'amar koinem she'ini poiches l'cham nasala. I aser, but what it means is, I aser the money I'm going to get from this sale if I don't get four dinar. If I don't get four dinar, I aser the money on myself. Which basically means that it's pointless for him to sell it for less than four dinar. V'halo, the other guy says, koinem she'ini moisiv l'cha ala shekel. I aser the item that I'm going to buy if I have to pay more than two dinar. So he wants a dollar, the seller wants a dollar, the buyer only wants to pay 50 cents. The seller says, if I don't get a dollar, I aser the money. So basically he can't sell it for less than a dollar. The buyer says, I'm not going to get benefit from the item unless I pay less than 50 cents. So he can't buy the item unless he pays less than 50 cents. Shneim roitzim b'shlosha dinarim. They both agreed in the end on 75 cents. The whole time we say that they really wanted 75 cents and it was just a negotiating tactic. And, I'm not a businessman, so, you know, people say, okay, what does it take? So I say a number. And then, they start bargaining me down, I always forget, I don't like to play games. I don't like to say a higher number because so that when they bargain me down, anyway, but we say their kavana the whole time was for three dinar, says Aran. Arba nedarim hitir chacham, farish b'gemara, the gemara explains, shemutarin me'eleyam b'lay heter chacham. It means they're mutter on their own without the heter of a chacham. Nidrei's reason, Shlai Nader El Lazar's Chaveroi, he only made a nether to encourage his friend, Shlai Yamoid Badaitoi, that you encouraging your friend that he should not stay at that price that he is set on. Kidim Farshvazel, Nidrei Havai, Nether She'inoi Klum. A nether that's meaningless. Shamir Vishis. Metargmin and Havayabar. The word Shamir Vishis is translated as empty and desolate. Koinam She'ini Poiches Lach. Koinam Damavalai. I ask for the money on me. Imani Moichroi Bepach Nesav. I sell it for less than four dinar. Shu Arba Dinarim. Koinam She'ini Moisav Chala Shekel. Koinam Ameka Chalai. I ask for the item. Imani Moisav Liknois. If I have to pay Beyeser Mishekel more than a Shekel. Shu Shnei Dinarim. Fine. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Arba nedarim hitiru chachamim. The chachamim mattered four nedarim. Chulu. Amar le Rav Abba bar Mamol Rav Ami. Rav Abba bar Mamol said to Rav Ami. Amritlan, you said, Mishmed Rav Yehuda Nasiya, you said in the name of Rav Yehuda Nasiya, Man, so Rav Abraham Amamal said to Rav Ami, he says, Rav Ami, you told us in the name of Yehuda Nasiya, Man Tana Arba Nedarim. Who's the Tana who taught four Nedarim? It must be Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, why is this Nedar not Chal? Let's think for a second. The guy says, I aser the money if... if I take less than four dinar, The guy only gave him 3 dinar, and yet it's not chal. He's allowed to be nana from it. Why? Must be because nedarim, like naziros, remember we had this idea that if two people are walking down the street and a guy is headed toward them and he says, oh, this is for sure Reuven, I'm so confident it's Reuven. If it's Reuven, I'm going to be a nazir. The other guy says, I know for sure it's not Reuven. If it's not Reuven, I'm going to be a nazir. Neither are a nazir. Why? Because naziros is only given lahafla, with explicit. You can't make a naziros conditionally. Likewise, you can't make a neder conditionally. So this neder is a conditional neder. I'm only asering it if I take less than 4. But that condition was never met. Likewise, the other guy says, I only aser the mekach if I'm going to pay more than 2. But that can... So even though, by the way, the condition was met, because the guy did take less than 4 and the buyer did pay more than 2, still, nedarim is only given lahafla. Man tan abar nedarim. Rabbi Yehuda hida amar mishum rab tarfain. La'olam ein echad mehem nazir. Neither are a nazir. Like in the case I mentioned, lefisha le'nitna naziros el hafla. Naziros was only given for explicit annunciation. Says the Ran. Now, we didn't do the Ran on the Mishnah. The last round on the Mishnah, Shneim roitzim shlosha dinarim. They both really want 3. Shamoicher hayadaita l'shlosha. The moicher had in mind 3. V'leinis gavin benidroi ella lazaris halokeach. His kavana was only to encourage halokeach, not to be so stubborn and sit on 2. Shloyamid al daitoi, not to sit on his dash. Sh'amar beiz dinarim, who he said 2 dinar. V'sheyaskim l'shloisha, and that he should agree to 3. V'chein haloikeach, likewise the buyer, neskavein l'shloisha, likewise the buyer, his kavano was for 3. V'loi neskavein ela lazares hamoicher, the loikeach really wanted to pay 3. He only wanted to be mezares the moicher, that he should agree. The buyer really wanted to pay 3. He just didn't want to pay 4. Elazar zemach sheyaskim lekach. He wanted the seller to agree to 3. And if he didn't say, I'm not paying anything more than 2, the buyer, the seller would never agree to 3. V'layam radayta shamar arba dinarim shemhachi lechayal nidra. V'tayma demelsa. Right now, what's the reason? Lefisha darkon shalmoichav lekach bekach. It's the derech of the moicher and the seller and the buyer to talk that way. The seller didn't really mean I'm not going to take less than 4. What he meant was I'm not going to accept 2. And the buyer didn't really mean I'm not going to pay more than 2. He just meant I'm not going to pay 4. Now, what's interesting is, can the buyer pay 3.5? Yes. He just meant, I'm not going to pay 4. Can the seller accept 2.5? Yes. He just meant, I'm not going to take 2. But is the neder chal? In other words, can the buyer pay 4? Can the seller take 2? That's a question. If you look in the Ran, we're now going to do an unauthorized Ran. It's okay, don't tell them at the Daf HaShavua. The last narrow line in the Ran says, V'nira, D'b'she'en ma'amidin, V'daiten ho'yil l'shloisha dinarim, if they're not stubborn, and even though they wanted 3, Moicher yachalit lo'y b'pachis m'shloisha, the seller could actually give it for less than 3. The buyer could pay more than 3. Since the meaning of the neder is only to encourage. Now, here's the thing. This is very interesting. What's the reason why the nether is not chal? So the buyer will say, well, I didn't mean that I'm not going to pay more than 2. I meant 3. The seller says, I didn't mean I'm not going to sell it for less than 4. I just meant I'm not going to go to 2. What do you mean you? But what do you mean you didn't mean? But you said it. Why don't we say dvarim shabalev lo have a dvarim? The answer is, because when we know what a guy is thinking, then dvarim shabalev have a dvarim. Even though the seller said, I'm not going to take less than four, and the buyer said, I'm not going to pay more than two. But we know what they're thinking. We know they're thinking three. If we know they're thinking three, then why is the buyer allowed to take less than three? Why is the seller allowed to pay more than three? The answer is, regarding that, that's dvarim shabalev. We know for sure they're not thinking four and two. But regarding three, even though we're pretty sure they want three, that's dvarim shabalev already. However, the Ran says, Amiu ena machra shalitnu b'shekel. The seller cannot take it, cannot sell it for two. V'lo lekech shalitin b'sela. The buyer can't pay four. Because the main, it's only not chal legabe. The buyer does not have to get four and the seller does not have to pay two. But the seller cannot pay four and the buyer cannot take two. Regarding that, it is a nether. You hear this chiddush? When we say it's not a nether, it doesn't mean it's not a nether. It is a nether. The buyer may not pay four and the seller may not settle for two. It's only not a nether that the seller does not have to get four and the buyer does not have to pay two. But the buyer cannot pay four and the seller cannot take two. That's a chiddush naira that the Ran says. So in the Havamina, the Gemara thinks, the reason why the nether is not chal is because it's a nether al tanai. I'm only asering the item if I have to pay more than two. I'm only asering the money if I get less than four. And even though the condition was met, it's not chal. Why? Because nedarim were given lahafla, like naziris. Says the Ran, l'fishle nitna naziris alafla, v'adin l'nedarim. So too by nedarim, the iskishle naziris. Nedarim is compared to naziris. D'loi chayel, it's not chal, elam ken yikabel b'loi tanai, unless you accept it without a stipulation. Hilkach moicher b'loi keach, therefore the seller and the buyer, shatolu nidram b'tanai, that they made the neder on condition. Afal pi sha'avru al tanam, even though the tanai was violated, loi chaylo nidrayu. The nether is nachal. Says the Gemara, Rava Amar, Rava said, Afilu Temer Rabbanan. You could even say it's the Rabbanan. It has nothing to do. It's not because, friends, it's not because you made the nether al Tanai. Because if the reason why it's not chal is because you made a nether al Tanai, even though the Tanai was basically fulfilled, if that's the reason why it's nachal, why would the Mishnah say, Shneem roitzin b'shloisha dinarim? They both really wanted the whole time three. How is that relevant? Who cares what they wanted the whole time? That's not why it's nachal. It's nachal because it was made out tonight. See the Ran. Afilu tema rabbanan, mikatani shneim ratzu kolaymer demasnisin denidrei zeruzin. The Mishnah's din that nidrei zeruzin is not chal. Lav mishum haflahi. It's not because you have to explicitly say a neder. You know why? We're going to see the reason is. We know they didn't mean it the whole time. We know when the guy said, I make a nether, then I'm not going to take less than four. We know he didn't mean it. He wanted three the whole time. We know when the guy says, I'm not going to pay more than two, we know he didn't mean it. We know he was going to pay three the whole time. The fact that the Mishnah says they wanted three the whole time, that's the reason it's not chal. It's not chal because that's what they wanted the whole time. But according to the pshat that nedarim are only given for hafla, then it should have said a totally different reason why the neder is not chal. The neder is not chal because it was given, it was not said explicitly, it was not said unconditionally. And the fact what they really wanted is irrelevant. Says the Ran, Elamishum Shamu Chachamim Daitam, Shalai Nadru, bedavka, they did not really mean a neder. El Elazare's dummy. It was only, El Elazare's, only to encourage. Demi katani ratsu. Did it say that in the end they agreed? Shehei mashmoi sharatsu lebasoif, which would have implied they agreed in the end. Shneam roitzim katani. The fact that the Mishnah says this is what they wanted the whole time indicates that the reason why the nether is not chal is because they never meant four and two. That not because the nedarim were only given lahafla, because they never meant it to begin with. Now, the Gemara discusses a slightly different, new topic, because the lumdus of the Mishnah is if the guy says four, the seller says four and the buyer says two, the seller says, I'm not going to take less than four, the buyer says, I'm not going to pay more than two, they never meant it. But what if it's 5 and 1? Or 4.1 and 1.9? Do we say then they really meant it? Why would they have really meant it? Either because they got very specific. If they said 4.1 and 1.9, maybe then they didn't really mean 3 because they said it very specifically. Or do we say, if I say 4 and you say 2, we really meant 3 because our claims were very close. But if it's like 5 and 1 where it's very disparate, then we don't say we really meant 3. Let's see the Gemara inside. Amar le Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina says Ravashi. Amar aloi, if he said to him, Tvei misela, I want more than four. V'alo oimer batzer mishekel, I want less than two. Nidra hava oizir uzen hava. Is it a real nether or is it to encourage? Look in the Ran. The Ran. Amar le tvei misela. The Ran says, Tup shatim kolay mar sh'amar loi. He said to him, Koinem she'eni poiches lach min ha'sela pruta. He said, I'm not going to give you less than a sela, 4 dinar, and a pruta, like 4.1. The buyer said, I'm not going to give you more than 2 minus 1, meaning 1.9. 2 shekel minus a pruta. Nidra hava is a ruzen hava. The Ran says, the ikalameimar, kivan danachas kolehai le diyuka, since they were so precise in the way they made the neder, maybe they only did it. They dafka made a neder and they didn't do it to encourage. Or, so the first pshat of the Ran is they're saying 4.1 and 1.9. And because they were so precise, there's a tzad to say they meant exactly. Or the second pshat is not 4.1, 1.9, it's 5 and 1. More than a sela, meaning 5 dinar. Less than a shekel, meaning 1 dinar. Lishna achwina amar le tfei mi sela, shamar shala yivchas li me 5 dinar. I don't want you to give me less than 5. Amar le, idach, the other guy said, batzer min a shekel, I'm not going to pay more than less than a shekel, meaning I'm not going to give more than a dinar. Mi amrin, do we say, kiven de merchaki kulehai, since they're so far from each other, bedavka nadar. So the Gemara brings a raya. Amar le, Ravashi said to Ravina, Tanina, hayimisari b'chaveiro sheichel etzlai, let's say you were refusing to eat in your friend's house. Your friend invited you, and you said, no, 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 I'm not coming. V'amar lo, koinam beizcha shani nichnas. I asked your house to enter. Tipas soinin shani toyein. I asked her the drop of water that I'm going to taste. So the halacha is, even though he made an eder to ask her entering the house or to drinking a drop, Mutterly Kanasabesa, I'm allowed to enter your house. Felishtai Simenutsan, I'm allowed to drink cold water. Shaloinaskavin ze elulushumachilo shtia. I only meant I'm not going to eat and drink. Says the Ran, Alma Afagav Denachas Ladiyuka, even though I was very precise, I said I'm not gonna have a droplet of water, I'm not gonna enter your house. Still, we say, no, I didn't mean it. You wanted to distance yourself even more than what your friend wanted you to do. Shari Asar al Atsna Filo Drisa Saregal, you asked even stepping foot or stia sayayin or drinking. Afilo Achi, we say even though you were so precise, Amrina Dalav Bidavka Nada, I didn't really mean to make a nedar. Hachanami here also Afa Gav the Amar Chad Tfeim and Sela, even though you were precise, V'idach Basim and Ashekel, the seller said, I'm not going to take less than 4.1, and the buyer said, I'm not going to pay more than 1.9. We say, no, you're just doing it lezruze v'lav davka. And the Gemara says, what about according to the other pshat of the Ran, that it's very disparate? What about this? I guess even though I'm being disparate, I'm saying I'm not even going to have a droplet of water, still we say he didn't mean it. What's the pshat? Why? But he said, I'm not even going to have a droplet of water. That's just the way people speak. Hachanami, so too in this case, even though you're saying 4.1, 1.9, nevertheless, people speak this way. Take a look in the Rush for a minute. The Rush says, the tipas soinein muflug yoiser meachila ushtvia tfei misela muflug mishloisha dinarim. In other words, actually, this case, the person making the neder is much further away from the request of the one who wants him to eat in his house. He says, please eat in my house. The other guy says, I'm not even going to enter your house. That's much further even than where the guy says five and the other person agrees on one. Okay. So that is Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Bezos Hashem tomorrow. Chaf Aleph Amar Beis. Okay. Hatzlach Rabba. Have an amazing night. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
Good night, Reb Luis. I saw
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.